wonder if there was a payment made.
Committee on Ways and Means for June 6th, 2017. And we have a public hearing scheduled for Senate Bill 380, Reservations for Use of State Parks. Tell us more about that.
Co-Chair Frederick, members of the subcommittee, I'll just briefly read you the description of the bill. Senate Bill 380, the A and Gross version, requires Oregon Parks and Recreation Department to identify and set aside 10% of the campsites available at each state park, or four campsites if that's 10% is less, where the campsite reservations are permitted, and to do so for the first 30 days of any applicable reservation period for reservation by disabled veterans.
Thank you. Do we have a list of folks who want to testify on this? I see Senator Bill Hansel in the in the audience. Would you like to please come forward, sir?
Thank you.
Anyone else?
There he is,
Senator Hansel.
Thank you, Co-Chairs Frederick and Witt, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Bill Hansel, State Senator from District 29, Northeast and North Central Oregon. I come before you today as a sponsor of Senate Bill 380, a bill which came about from a letter I received from a constituent, a disabled veteran in Pendleton, Mr. J.P. Bailey. He wrote to my office with the following letter. He said, Senator Hansel, currently the state of Oregon provides free camping days for veterans who served our country. I've had an opportunity to take advantage of this program in the past. However, many state parks fill up well ahead of time before the veterans can partake and use this program. Current state park rules provide the public with the opportunity to make reservation for campsites 9 months in advance. I ask you to allow disabled veterans the ability to make a reservation for a campsite in a state park 10 months in advance. This would provide a little advantage that would cost Oregon nothing and that would greatly elate the few of us who might use it. J.P. Bailey. Senate Bill 380 attempts to solve this problem Mr. Bailey brought to my attention. The original bill addressed Mr. Bailey's issues directly. Anyone is allowed to register for the campsite in a state park 9 months ahead of time. The original bill allowed for disabled vets to have an early reservation in the 10th month. It came out of the policy committee, and the reservation system is unable to do that. So the dash ones were put forward. The bill, as it came to you, directs the department to set aside 10% of the campsites for 1 month for disabled veterans to reserve. Think of it like a block of rooms, and after 1 month, they go back into the general pool or for anyone to reserve. But after meeting, I had a meeting with Director Sumpton from the Parks and Director Smith from Veterans. We have brought forward the A2 amendments. They said that Senate Bill 381 is doable, and they are able to implement the bill. However, they think, and I believe, the A2 amendment is a better approach for this bill. The A2 states that parks will develop a pilot program to test the changes to the reservation system for disabled vets community. Parks will convene an advisory committee to develop ways for disabled vets to access the parks in a better capacity. The committee will be composed of disabled veterans, one representative from the Department of Veterans Affairs, and state parks. We left it to the department to decide how many should serve on the committee, where the members come from geographically. Based on my conversation last week with Director Smith and Sumpton, J.P. Bailey, who brought up the issue to my attention, will be asked if he could serve, if he'd like to serve on this group. Then in September of 2019, the department will submit a report to the Legislative Committee on what recommendations for proposed legislation should be implemented to improve the park reservation process for the disabled veterans community. The A2s have an emergency clause to allow the Parks Department to begin working on helping disabled veteran community as soon as possible. This is the least we can do to help our disabled veterans in our state. Thank you, co-chairs, for allowing me to bring this issue before you today, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have my glasses to look into the meat of this thing. What's the criteria for being a disabled veteran?
I don't have it in front of me, but the departments of whatever the department, how they define that. it was brought up that, you know, there certainly the physical aspects of that, but that there are also folks that are disabled because of trauma and stress. And so we were leaving it up to the department to make that
the administrative rules.
Yeah.
I see. Because, I mean, I'm 60% disabled, but I don't feel that I should be doing that.
Well, I think we have an answer, actually. If you want to come forward, that would be good.
I can help you. Good afternoon, co-chairs, members of the committee. For the record, Lisa Assumption, director at Oregon State Parks and Recreation Department. And so we're a little bit unique. This program's open to all U.S. vets, not just Oregon, and there's no minimum disability level, so zero is the percent. They just need a letter from the Department of Veterans Affairs stating that they have a disability, and then they can apply for the program. So you would qualify, representative.
It is a service disability.
Service-related
disability.
Right. Okay. See, I'm 60% disabled, but they didn't give me a letter. So I find that, did he have
to
request it? Does a veteran have to request it, or do they?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, co-chairs, representative.
I know I'm going to have people ask, because I'm very active in the veterans community in Southern Oregon.
Yep, you just have to have proof of service-connected disability, and you work through the Department of Veterans Affairs to get that letter.
Thank you. Any other questions? No? Thank you very much.
You bet.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Are there any questions at all regarding this particular bill? Again, this is a public hearing, not a work session, so you're not waiving something.
No.
You're just sort of showing off your thumb. Okay.
That's right.
Got it.
Oh. Even though I think it's a good bill.
Well, he's pointing up. So is there a schedule right now for when we might be looking at this again? Do you know?
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, there is not a schedule for when we're looking at this again. I know that we haven't received yet a fiscal impact statement for the A2 amendment. there is a fiscal impact statement and for the A and gross bill out on OLIS, and there's also some notes in the staff measure summary. I think the purpose of today's meeting was specifically to address some of the concerns that were brought forward by the agency and to make this subcommittee aware of the existence of the A2 amendment and obviously the sponsors' support of that amendment.
Thank you. What do we have scheduled? Well, then I'm going to close the hearing on this bill, SB 380. And what do we have for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, co-chair Frederick, member of the subcommittee, we have no meeting scheduled. We were going to hear the budget for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, but staff needs some extra time to finish that recommendation up, and we'll be moving that to next week. And then on Thursday, we're hearing the budget bill for Oregon Water Water Resources Department, and they also have a fee bill that's companion to that.
Good deal. Thank you very much. And so I'm going to close the hearing on the meeting on subcommittee meeting on natural resources. For the meeting on subcommittee.